Vayter and Shasper and Daftat. Speaking up at the very top line, this is the tail end of the sugya of yesterday we were dealing with. I should have really read a few more lines. But in any event, we were discussing machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yishmael, who came along and was trying to figure out about when it is that Yovel starts. Rabbi Shaul, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broka said that it starts on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rabbanim argue, they say it starts on Yom Kippur. These are all based on Pesukim. Question is, what do the Rabbanim do with the fact that say it's Yovel that means it starts on Rosh Hashanah? There's the Gemara. They come, Rabbanon, Shmas, Shnas, Chamishim Atamone. You count Yovel is the 50th year. But you don't count it as the 50th year, and now it's the first year of the new cycle. So don't think it's like a double whammy, 50th finishing off previous year, and now first of the next year, which means that on the 51st year, so to speak, will be year two. Rather, 51st year will actually be year number one. It's the end of the previous year. He holds that the Yovel is Ola on both sides, that it's considered the finale of 49 years, the 50th, and it's also considered year one, so the next year is two. Kamash Milan comes to tell you again, that's why it says, and it says Yovel, it is Yovel, and it's not Yovel, and the following year. Okay, now, we left off yesterday, we were discussing a concept of being Mosif, Kedusha, and from Chol Ala Kodesh. We had that discussion yesterday a little bit, and don't be surprised, because we thought maybe what we wanted to do is add 10 days at the end of the Yovel year, that it goes until the following Yom Kippur, another extra 10 days. Don't be surprised, because there's such a thing of Mosifin Michol Ala Kodesh. Now says the Gemara, the Mosif Michol HaKodesh Minolan. Where do we learn the principle from that you're Mosif Chol Ala Kodesh? The time you learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Becharis, I'm going to read you the full Pasuk. Sheishis Yomim Tavod, V'yomashvi Tishpos, Becharis Avakotsu Tishpos. Which means that for 6 days of the week you shall work, and on the seventh day you shall rest. Becharis Avakotsu Tishpos, then it says you shall rest from Charisha and Kotsir, from plowing and from reaping. In fact, the Gemara, what exactly does that mean, the last part? Don't say that part of the pasuk is coming to teach you that you shouldn't do Charisha or Katzir on Shemitah, because we already have a pasuk that says, Sadcha lo Sizra, you're not allowed to go ahead and be Zoriah the Sadeh. Ela Charish shel Erev Shemitah. It must be it's coming to talk about something extra. Even Charish shall Erev Shvias, to do Charisha or Ketzira, Charish shall Erev Shvias and Nechnas Shvias, that you're not allowed to do either. Vikatzir, because you have to add on a little bit. Vikatzir shall Shvias, and to do the reaping of Shvias, Hayotzi the Motzi Shvias, that goes at the Motzi Shvias, you're not allowed to do either. That ends up being Kedusha Shvias. That is the way that Rabbi Akiva understands. Rabbi Shmuel Omer says, no, we're actually talking about Shabbos. Ma Charish Rishos, Av Katsir Rishos. Just like Charish, there's no mitzvah of Charisha. All Charisha is a Rishos. There's no time it says to do the mitzvah of Charisha. Obviously, you're not allowed to do Charisha on Shabbos and whatever. So the act of mitzvah of the Charisha. So just like Charisha is Rishos, Av Katsir we're talking about is Rishos. Those are the things that are going to be Aser to do on Shabbos. But what happens if this is some sort of mitzvah? Only a Rishus Katsir you're not allowed to do. What about if there's a mitzvah of Katsir? Yatsa Katsira Omer Shu Mitzvah. The Katsir of the Omer, the carbon Omer that we have to go ahead and cut down. You're allowed to even do that on Shabbos. Only a Rishus Katsir is Aser on Shabbos. But a mitzvah Katsir is allowed to be done on Shabbos. V'Rabbi Yishmael, what about Rabbi Yishmael? Mosif Mechol HaKodesh Minale. Where does he learn that you're Mosif Chol HaKodesh? Because he's using that pasuk to say Ma'achatzer Rishos Avchatzer Rishos. So where does he learn it from? Mosif Mechol HaKodesh Minale. Nafka Limi Datan. You learned that from the following Braisa. Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur, about being V'Nisim and Stav Shor Seichem. You have to go and you have to afflict yourself. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But the pasuk says V'Nisim and Stav Shor Seichem B'Tisha. You should go ahead and you should afflict yourself on the 9th. Yachol B'Tisha. You would have thought that maybe what that means is you have to fast on the 9th. Talmud Lomar Ba'erev. No, you fast at the night. E Ba'erev. But if it's said at night, Yachol M'Shetech Shechel. I think only once it became dark. Talmud Lomar B'Tisha. It says on the 9th. Okay, so how does that work? What comes from it? Matzchil U'Mesana B'Ba'od Yom. You start to fast when it's already still the daytime. You come and you add from Chol onto Kodesh. I only know that's talking about in reference to the Kenisa when Yom Kippur is starting. How do I know that I go and add on to the Kedusha of that I am fasting on Yom Kippur afterwards? Talmud Lomar, because the pasuk says, Me'erev ad Erev. Ainli Ella Yom
Hakipurim Ainlino Yom. I'm sorry, Me'erev Ad Erev. So what does that teach you? Rashi says Lailahu Va'ad Bechlal. It's coming to include that also. So it means to say even continuing on a little bit into the night. Ainli Yom Kippurim. I only know this about Yom Kippur. To add on Yom Kippur, Shabbos has been night. I don't know to add on to Shabbos. Taman Lomer Tishpesu, because it says Tishpesu, which includes Shabbos Kodesh. Now Yom Tov Minayin. I don't know to add on to Yontif. Talmud Lomer Shabbatschem, which means your rest. So we have Shabbason, we have Tishbisu, and then we Shabbatschem, we dash each one of these words. Ha Kesad, what comes out from, how do we, what comes out? Komakim Sheishbo Shvus, Bosifim Mecholokos. Anytime we have a Shvus, where there's a rest, where there's a stop, so we go ahead and we add from Chol onto Kodesh. Meaning we make the Chol itself partially Kodesh by adding to it. Rashi says, Tosa says, Komakum Shemesh Shvus, for us, the Rabbah Shvius is coming to include Shvius as well. Now, we saw the Rabbi Kiva learns, Becharish of Akatsir, Tishbos, he learns, that's where he learns, so that you add Mosifin. So, what does he do with the fact that it says, what does he do with this pasuk that we now brought down about Rabbi Akiva? That it says you should do on the ninth. My Obedle, what does he do with it? Because he already learned the concept of being Mosif. You need it for the following. You should afflict your souls on the ninth. What, he's supposed to fast on the ninth? Isn't it sure that we only fast on the tenth? What's going on over here? Ella lo melecha is coming to tell you that kol ochel v'shosav v'shi, anyone eats and drinks on the ninth, then what happened? Maile liakasuv. We give it, the pasuk will consider the person, beep, turn the page, tesa beis, ki'ilu sana chiva sirius. If you fasted on the ninth and on the tenth, eating on the ninth is like you fasted on the tenth. Okie dokie. Now, to understand this next Gemara, we have to just get three psukim. Rashi basically spells this whole concept out. Three psukim in a row. Otherwise, it's going to get quite confusing. It's found in Vayikra Chaf Hei, and we're going to see psukim Tes, Yud, and Yud Aleph. Could I look inside and see them, but just very briefly. But number one, the first pasuk we bring is Vavarta Shofar Trua B'chodesh HaShvi'i. You have to go ahead and bring a shofar in the seventh month. Nisan Iyar, Sivan Tav, of El Tishrei, which is Tishrei, but also the Chodesh, the 10th of the month, which is Yom Kippur. Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzachem. You go and you, that's number one, the Ikar Nekuda there, which you bring out the concept of Shofar on Yom Kippur. Next pasuk is, we have V'kidashta Mishnas HaChamishim Shana, Yom Kadesh, the 50th year, V'karasam Dror Ba'aretz, we have freedom in the land, the Chol Yashrei, one there, Yovel Hi, and that's the Nekuda, we're going to be focusing on those two words, big time, Yovel Hi Tia Lechem, it's Yovel to you, V'shavtem Isha Lechuzaso, V'isha Mishpachto Toshuvo, we go out and we return all ancestral lands, go on over there. Okay, so we see over there, that's focusing on the fact of, we have the Jewish slaves are freed, and that you return the land, and we have the third pasuk, next one is Yud Aleph, Yovel hi, shnas l'chamishim shana, it's Yovel the 50th year, tia lechem, it's for you, lo sizru, velo tiksru, don't plant, don't katsira sficheh, the stuff that's growing, velo sifsu as the zireh, so you have to basically leave the land, you're not allowed to go and work the land during Yovel. So three psukim in a row, Ikar Nekudazar, again, first pasuk talks about doing the shofar Yom Kippur, second one, Jewish slaves are being freed and returning the land, and the third one is don't work the land during Yovel. So let me just give you a brief overview, then read it inside. We're going to see a three-way machlokas as per what is the Ikar Nekuda in order for something to become Yovel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yossi, and the Chacham is going to come at the way end. Rav Yehuda is going to say the deciding factor of whether it takes on the category, whether it takes on the status of Yovel, is if you freed the slaves. That's what he holds. If not, it's not considered Yovel. Rav Yossi says the deciding factor is, did you blow the shofar? So according to Rav Yehuda, if you free the slaves, even if you didn't blow the shofar, and if you didn't return the land, still it's, even if you worked the land, it's still considered Yovel. Rav Yossi says, if you blew the shofar, then even if you didn't, if you didn't free the slaves, if you didn't whatever, then it's still considered like it's Yovel. Then we're going to go into explain where each one learns their din from, which is finally giving the Chacham, and says, no, you have to have all three of them in order to be Yovel. It's got to be shofar and Yom Kippur, and the Jewish slaves are free to return and returning the land. And last but not least, don't work in Yovel. Let's take a look and see. Tanu Rabbanan, Yovel Hi. The pasuk says Yovel Hi. Yovel Hi is coming to see. Yovel is being marbe something, and He is being memayed something. And now each one learns out something. First, Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you didn't go ahead and stop working the lands, even if you didn't blow the shofar, then period, comma, or semicolon, you would have thought, even if you didn't send out the slaves, then it would still be called Yovel, Tamid Lomer, he. No, that is the Nekuda. As the Pasuk says again, V'kidashtem Mishnas HaChamishim, cross the Jor Ba'aretz, Lochem Yishveh, Yovel Hi. What is it? It is when you go out and you free the slaves. That's the Ikka Nekuda. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yovel Hi. What did we learn from Yovel Hi? Something else. Afa B'Slo Shamtu. Even though you didn't leave the land. Afa B'Shalo Shilchu. Even if you didn't send out the slaves, Yochel Afa B'Slo Taku. Even if you didn't do Tekiya Shofar, Tamad Lomer, Hi. That is the Iker Nekuda, and he's focusing that he is, meaning the Tekiya Shofar, is the Iker deciding factor as for whether or not it's going to be considered Yovel. Now, Frek the Gemara, V'chi me'achar, she'mikra echad marbe, u'mikra echad ma'amit, one of them is b'mayit, one of them is adding, one is being b'mayit, Yovel is adding, and he is b'mayit, b'pnei mani omer Yovel hi, afo pishalo shilchu, ve'en Yovel ela im king taku. Why did I decide to choose that the deciding factor is about Tekiya, not about freeing the slaves? It's possible that the world will have a case where there's no freeing of slaves. Ray says, Rashi, the pa'amim she'in eved ivri bi Yisrael, she'itun shliach. Maybe there's no eved ivri, there's no one that's eved ivri there, therefore there's no shliach. But it's not going to be a case where there's no tekiya shofar. Rashi says, that there's no shofar around the world. When the pasuk wants to make it dependent on something, it's going to make it dependent on something that certainly is able to happen, and that is shofar. Another answer is for why he decided to go ahead and choose that the deciding factor is shofar. Is zu mesor lebezdin v'zu ena mesor lebezdin? Because when it comes to shofar, let's give it over to bezdin. Let's have us l'shluchem l'tkoa to go out to blow the shofar. V'shiluach Rashi says v'shiluach avadim mesor leyichidim. It's given to individuals. Vim yemayin. If one holds back from freeing the slave, then yivata leyovel. It ends up going to be yivata leyovel. Hilkach lo talu akasabo. They weren't told it in the people, but rather in bezdin. That is the answer. Why do you have to come up with a second answer? Your first answer is perfectly fine. To say that you'll never have a case you're not going to have shofar, maybe you're not going to have Evid. Says the Gemara, no, because maybe you're going to say, yeah, don't tell me there's no place in the world where there's not going to be an Evid Ivri. There'll be a place somewhere in the world that's going to be an Evid Ivri, and therefore that's not really the case. So nice try. So I come up with the second answer. That's why I came up. Okay. Bishlam Rabbi Yossi. We understand Rabbi Yossi's reasoning. Kid the Gemara time. Explaining to himself. El Rabbi Huda my time. What's Pshat Rabbi Huda? Why is he the deciding factor of if it's Yovel or not? Is if you free the slaves. That is going to decide whether it's going to be or not. He says, Amakra ukrasim dror ba'aretz. Because in the second pasuk that we brought, when he says the words Yovel he, right before Yovel he, the pasuk says, let me read the whole pasuk, v'kidash, not the whole thing, but the beginning, v'kidash de mishnasa chamishim shana, v'karasa dror ba'aretz. And you called out that there's going to be freedom in the land, right? And then right after it says, Yovel he. So what do you see? V'kasavar mikra nidras lefanav. You darsh in the pasuk of things that are right before it. So right before the word Yovel says, v'karasa dror ba'aretz. So we see a deciding factor of Yovel. Is if you set the slaves free. The pasuk right before that says the idea of tekiya shofar. Velo lefanav, velo lifnei funav. We don't dash in lifnei funav. Only lefanav, not lifnei funav. Only what's right before, and not what's before that as well. Okay. The kuli amador lo shenchiris. Everybody agrees that the word when it says the pasuk that have across the drawer ba'aretz, that everyone knows that the word drawer means chiris, means freedom. My mashmo, where do you find that it means freedom? The tanya is willington abraisa. Ein drawer. Ella Lashon Cheres. That's what it means. It means freedom. I'm Rabbi Huda. My Lashon drawer. What's a Lashon of drawer? What does it mean? Kimidayer be dayora. It means a person can go and live wherever they want. Mishubir Shuso Rashi says, Logor Bechol Malon Sheyurza. Any place he wants to live, he wants to dwell, he wants to hang out, he can do. Umovil Schor Bechol Medina. He can bring his business to any country he wants to go to. Period. So that answers up for Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi. Am Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Zu divrei Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yossi. Aval chachamim omrim. Another opinion. Shlosh dem akvos bo. All three of them are going to be akiv. You need to have all three of them coming along over there. You need shofar. You need the slaves. You need to return the land. Because freeing the slaves and returning the land. Kasavri mikra nidrash lefanav. Because they hold You darshan the pasuk before. Vilifneifan of end before. Ulachar of end after. So pasuk yud is the one that says yovelhi. Before that is cursed dror. Before is shofar. And after, and that's talking about the fact that you have to go ahead and you can't work the land. So therefore he goes and he says that you have to have all three of them. I effect the Gemara of Haksiv Yovel, which we said is a reboy, which means we have to find a place that there's going to be, even if we don't have something, still it's going to be considered Yovel. So I could say it's all three. It says, no, Hahu, it's coming to include something else. Tafilu b'chutz la'aretz. He wants to say the Yovel even exists in chutz la'aretz. Wawa, wiwa. Is that not amazing? I voksib ba'aretz. The pasuk says it's got to be that. What do you do? Because it dror ba'aretz, called freedom out in the land, which means Yovel's own Eretz Yisrael. Says no. Who b'zman she noig dror ba'aretz noig b'chutz la'aretz. That's coming to tell you that only if you have dror freedom of the avadim of the Eved Ivri in Eretz Yisrael, then we also were knowing of such a thing. We're knowing that in outside Eretz Yisrael as well. But if you don't have such a thing in Eretz Yisrael, then we don't have it in Chutz Laretz either. The Yovel of Chutz Laretz is dependent on the Yovel of Eretz Yisrael. You don't have an Eretz Yisrael, you don't have a Chutz Laretz. You do have an Eretz Yisrael, you do have a Chutz Laretz. Exciting. Now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Vila Natiya. And also in terms of Natiya, what are we talking about over here? This is talking about Arla. So we're saying the first day of Tishrei is considered the new year for Natiya, for Arla, meaning that this, if you have fruit that comes in the first year, second year, and third year, it's going to be also in the fourth year, you're allowed to go and have it in Yerushalayim. In the fifth year, you're finally have it all together. Now, Frek the Gemara Minala, and how do we know Rosh Hashanah Shalah is Tishrei? That's the deciding factor, meaning if we have a tree that existed right before Tishrei, and then Tishrei passes, now it ends up being this is the second year of it. How do we know that that's considered the time? The Chsev, because the Pasuk says, when it comes to Arla, Shalav Shanim Arelim, for 3 years it is Arla, Uksiv, Ubashana Haravias, and then it says that in the fourth year, Rashi, the Pasuk says, Ubashana Haravias, Yea, Kol Perio, Kodesh Yilulam Lashem, it's Kodesh to you. So we sign Shalav Shanim, and then Ubashana Haravias, Yalav Shana Shanim Tishrei, and we make a Gezerah Shava Shana Shanim from Tishrei, Dechsev, because as we learned yesterday, or 2 days ago, Mirashis Hashana, we know something about Tishrei. Therefore, we learn out Arla from this as well. That's the first day of Tishrei. Frankly, Gemara, but we know Shana. We also have the word Shana found in Nisan. V'ligmar Shana, Shana mi Nisan. Why don't we say that the Arla should actually apply? That the process should be the year decision is from Nisan and not Tishrei. Says Gemara, right? The Chsev Rishon Hu Lachem Lachotche Shana. It's a first for you of the months of the year. So let's learn from there. Says Gemara, Dan in Shana Sheini Machadashim. No, because if we have the word Shana by Arlo, we have the word Shana by Tishrei, and they don't have the word Chodesh. But we have the word Chodesh, which comes up by Tishrei by Nisan. Therefore, we say Dan in Shana Sheini Machadashim. Mishana Sheini Machadashim. We don't Shana. We don't Dan Shana Sheini Machadashim. It doesn't have months. Mishana Sheishim Machadashim. It does have Chadashim, like it says. Rishon Hu Lachem Lechodshe Hashana. Right, which has the Chadashim over there, and that's why we darshan out to learn it's from Tishrei. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.